Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris Michael Ward. I am filling in for authoress Terry E. Lyle. She is off with her family. It is the week before Thanksgiving. It is November 22nd. And our guest tonight, this is a part two of a show we did a few weeks ago. Our guest tonight is Cindy Ford, and she's going to tell us about CBD 101. So if you have questions for Cindy, you can call our studio line at 347-945-6003. Press the 1 key, and I will get you on the air as soon as possible. So let's bring on Mark and Cindy, my co-host Mark Anthony Rowe, and our guest Cindy Ford. Hello, Cindy and Mark.
Hello.
How are you?
Hey now.
Hello. Hello.
Hey. Hi there.
What a wonderful
All
Friday
right, well,
night.
Yeah, it is a wonderful Friday night. All right, Mark, I'll let you ask the first question. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's so good. We're so glad to have you back for part two of our discussion about CBD and other products in your howlovelywellness.com online store. Earlier, I had sent Cindy a video from a recent appearance of Martha Stewart on the Kelly Clarkson show, who was promoting her own CBD line, and you had a comment about her lack of knowledge about CBD. What did the great American domestic goddess not know, Cindy?
Well, what was comical? Well, there was two parts. One, the fact that you find the cannabis from Canada. And, you know, there's so many, we could keep it in our own country, you know what I mean? And because there's a lot of hemp farms in the Midwest. And secondly, she stated that, and I know she was referring to THC, which is actually the part of the cannabis plant that makes you high. But she said, I don't want any, because she's talking about the marijuana plant portion of the company and the CBD portion. And she said, I don't want anything to do with that cannabis part of it. I only want to sell CBD. What she didn't recognize is the fact that CBD is cannabis. So she just didn't have her terminology correct. And I believe what she was trying to say is she didn't want anything to do with the getting high part of the business. And CBD doesn't get you high, but she just didn't have her terminology correct. And if she's going to own the business, I think she should do a little bit of her own research there.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, Martha Stewart's been in trouble, had legal trouble before, so I think she's just trying to be careful. But yeah, but I do agree that she needs to do her, you know, she needs to do more research. Yeah.
If she's going to put her name on something, she needs to know what she's talking about. And
yeah, exactly.
I agree. I have studied hundreds of hours on CBD, and you know, you can't be the best at everything. You know, you have to, you know, understand what you're talking about, and I just think she's wet her hands in too many pots. No pun intended there.
Yeah, I know. I know. You know, we're not gonna talk about the misconceptions of CBD and marijuana. We're just gonna talk about CBD. But I did. You made a good point there. Yeah. All
so
right.
The,
so, explain to our viewers who may not have heard part one.
Correct.
Explain them what CBD is.
What CBD is? CBD comes from the, you know, we're familiar with the marijuana plant. We hear about it, and that's being a cannabis plant. Well, CBD comes from the hemp plant, which is the cousin to the marijuana plant. And it, we call it the cousin because it doesn't have the high content of THC, which is the cannabinoids are, that get you high. It does have a trace of THC in it. So the hemp plant, you often hear also spoken of hemp seed or hemp oil. And that's devised from the seed of the plant, and that's taken from there. And it actually is, there's benefits to the hemp oil for cosmetic use, or and it's high in omega 6 and omega 3s, but it's not, doesn't have the, any CBD in it. The hemp plant itself is where the CBD comes from. Now, we're hearing a lot about CBD, but people don't know is there's basically three types of CBD oil or CBD tinctures or that you can buy. And the three types are the isolate, which is a CBD, and then there's the broad spectrum, and then there's the full spectrum. And I'll explain to you what the isolate is first, and that is basically taking out, it, processing the full plant, taking out all the other stuff and just getting the pure serum of CBD, and it's infused in a coconut oil or something, and that's in your tincture. The other end of the spectrum, which is the full spectrum, is taking the whole plant and also including those other cannabinoids in it. By the way, the isolate, I got ahead of myself there for a second, has no THC in it. Okay. It's 99% pure CBD, but no THC in it. So back to the full spectrum, that has the other cannabinoids in it, including THC. Now, in the state, the reason that we're using the hemp plant to draw CBD from is because it has much lower percentages of THC in it, which is legal in every state in the United States. But the THC that's in the hemp plant in this full spectrum is less than 3%. Has to be less than 0.3%. So, and then it also has other beneficial cannabinoids that are in the full spectrum. Now, with that said, the biggest drawback to that is there's helpful benefits to that, but is the taste. The taste of a full spectrum CBD tastes like hemp, or some people say it tastes like marijuana. So it has that hempy taste to it, which is kind of a foul taste. So lots of times it's infused with different flavors, orange, lemon, chocolate. You'll see all those different flavors. And it still does have some of the THC in it. The biggest problem with having some of the THC in it is that if you were being drug tested, it would show up. Okay. So if you're drug tested for work, or if you had a DUI, or for any, you know, or your profession calls for it, you know, or just as, you know, you're a doctor and you get drug tested, or you're a lawyer, you know, whatever. There are reasons that people don't want that THC. Then there's there's one right in the middle called the broad spectrum. We don't see a whole lot of that anymore because it's still fairly new to the market. I happen to be carrying one of the broad spectrum, top broad spectrum products. I just launched last week. And the broad spectrum, the advantage to the broad spectrum is it's giving all those extra cannabinoids that are in the full spectrum, but with no THC. Now, it still does have that hempy taste to it. We still have to infuse it with some flavor in order to make it, you know, taste good. But with that said, we have the benefit of that. So being, I'm going back to those viewers that have never heard me before, I am a recovering alcoholic and been in recovery for 13 years. And many of my clients are also in recovery. Some of them have had in the past some DUIs. And my purpose for launching How Lovely was to create a platform to create jobs for people in addiction. So I won't be carrying products that do have any THC in them. So therefore, I stick with the isolate. I stick with the broad spectrum, and keeping that in mind, right now I am covering those grounds, and I want to make sure that my clients are happy with what I'm carrying with for them, and finding the best of the best out there. Did that answer the question?
You answered a lot of. I mean, you gave us a big chunk of information there, but you answered the question. My next question is, and then I'm going to have Mark ask a question. Is as a recovering alcoholic, would you agree that CBD is safer than alcohol?
Oh my gosh, yeah. There's no downsides. CBD is not addictive at all. There's nothing addictive about CBD at all. And many of us have lost family members or hear of alcoholism causing all kinds of tragic in their lives. And actually, alcohol takes more lives than all the drugs put together. And but also CBD is also a great alternative for myself. I don't make any medical claims, but I have arthritis, and I've seen the difference in myself. It's even just versus taking CBD versus taking ibuprofen. But opiate or narcotics are not an option for me. So therefore,
yes,
this is a great option.
Yeah. Okay. So I wanted to ask this because you said alcohol is safer, it kills more people than all the other drugs put together. You mean alcohol kills more people than heroin?
Yes. And the reason being is alcohol is the contributed to 60 different diseases. So therefore, we think of the alcoholic that dies because he drank too much, but we forget about the alcoholic that drank so much his liver's failing or his kidneys are failing or his heart has failed, you know. And it's definitely an issue, and the people that die on the roads in lieu of DUIs.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's driving.
Yeah, somebody's driving home. Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't realize that. I didn't think alcohol killed more people than heroin. And I have a cousin who passed away from that.
Sorry about that.
Thank you, but he's been gone for like a year. I mean, it doesn't get better for my aunt, but it gets better for the rest of us. But anyway, to get back on topic, I just didn't think that alcohol killed more people than heroin. I was just boggled by that. But I'll let Mark ask his question now. Okay, Mark, go
right ahead.
Well, Cindy, you certainly have done your homework. I will give you that. Yeah, I've been complaining to our listeners for years about my aching arthritis, knees, ad nauseum. And now I'm about to take the CBD plunge with you soon, Cindy. What are some of the recommendations for those who are just starting out with it? And more importantly, how should it be taken?
Okay, there's several different means of taking CBD, and one's internally and the other's topically, but also the tinctures was what I mentioned before, and that's the oils that you're putting under your tongue. That's the number one way of most people taking CBD to help with that, whether they're taking it for pain or anxiety or sleep. Now, my products also come in a gel cap, and I find that older men tend to be more they're better at taking a gel cap than they are putting a tincture underneath their tongue. My father is 86. He'll take the gel cap, but he wasn't taking the tincture. And I have my husband rather take the gel cap. And it goes on. I'm just finding from my own customers. Then there's also CBD that you can take in the morning. I have a morning pill that has B6, B12, and caffeine in it, which is a nice way to start your day. But and then there's also the my second best selling product, which is the CBD melatonin to help for sleep. But to go back to your question, there's also the topical creams too, and they come in different strengths, and they come in a pump or a roll one. Now, if you're telling me your knees are hurting you, I would suggest to you knowing you a little bit, Mark, and what you've told me as far as your pain level being probably, if I'm right, between the 1 and a 10, it's probably about a 7, would you say? Hello, Mark?
Yeah.
Hello? Hold on.
Would you say your pain level would even go to a
9 sometimes. Cindy.
Really? Okay. So with that
said,
now, you can't overdose on CBD, but you don't want to take more than you need because it's not inexpensive, and you want to make sure that you take care of your issues, but you're actually, I refer to it as finding your sweet spot. And so you would want to take the CBD. I would suggest you taking the CBD oil and starting with about 20 milligrams twice a day and increase as needed. Then also get in the CBD topical cream to rub on your knees too, especially at night, because everything always hurts more at night. That's what I would start with. And I have knee problems myself with my arthritis, and I personally do it that way myself.
Okay, now Cindy, since next year is an election year, do you think any of the 2020 candidates will? First, let me ask you, how many states is CBD legal?
All 50. With the farm law back in 2018, signed by President Trump, we are allowed to sell CBD in all states with less than 3% THC, and it's taken from the industrial hemp plant. With next year, I'm not really seeing a whole lot of things changing, except for I am seeing we are restricted as far as how we can advertise CBD. I'm hoping some of that frees up a little bit. There's a lot of banking companies, your credit card processing companies, they steer away from CBD. I had one of my credit card companies that I was with tell me that they didn't want to carry me anymore because I sell CBD, and I picked it up with Square, which just started allowing CBD be done. So we're still back in old school, you know, and we need to come a little bit away from there as far as getting better at accepting this product.
Okay. I just wanted to break for a minute and say that the reason why Terry's not here, the reason why Terry's not hosting the show tonight is because her mom died yesterday. So I just wanted to break that. I just heard we could bring that up, so I just wanted to bring that up. So.
Yeah.
Very sad, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, very sad.
My heart goes out to her and her family. I just found out today too. I'm so sorry. It breaks me up.
I saw on Facebook this morning.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait,
we love you,
Mark.
Terry.
We love you, Terry. Mark, do you have a question?
Oh, I thought you were going on a break. Yeah. I noticed that a lot of your customer comments, Cindy, that your CBD products have eased their anxiety and helped them sleep better. You mentioned melatonin. How does CBD help with that?
Well,
with anxiety.
My second thought, in general, in layman terms, CBD is an anti-inflammatory, and from what I've understand, and again, I'm not making any medical claims, and what I'm hearing from my customers that And anti-inflammatory, I mean, inflammation, we talk about it all the time that, you know, if you eat carbs in you and they cause inflammation. So with that said, those three people have been making claims that, the CBD helps with their anxiety. I personally have seen that myself, so I'm not taking it for anxiety initially, but for my arthritis pain, but I find is that I focus better. I have a customer, and I'll tell you this real brief story. She her husband came to me and asked me if the CBD would help her. She has PTSD. She is mad depressant. She is bipolar, and she walks around with her head down and could barely say hello to you. And he knocked on my door and said, he saw my sign on my car, and he said, do you think this CBD could help her? And my comment to him was, what I would, I always recommend, check with your doctor. I don't know what medication she's on. I've never had a doctor come back and say it would be a problem, but please go check with your doctor. And she, he did. And then he came back to me and purchased the CBD. A week later, he knocked on my door and he said, thank you for giving me my wife back. I've seen her since then several times in public, and she's not the same person. She is social. She's talking to people. She's truly a different person. And so I've seen the benefits to it firsthand with anxiety and stress.
Okay. Now, with Thanksgiving next week and all that stuff, what do you do on Thanksgiving as far as like CBD? I mean, how do you manage CBD? You know, during Thanksgiving dinner, do you put it in your food?
I personally just take it like I would normally take it, but I was with some young girls last night. The young people tend to like to put it in their coffee. So you can't hurt it that way. And actually, she purchased a bottle of CBD from me. We were at a social event, but she handed me a bottle of CBD prior to that she was using, and it was hemp oil, and it was not CBD. And she thought she was taking CBD. And she spent a lot of money for this. Yeah.
Okay. I guess I could have asked that question better. I just didn't. I didn't think about it. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Let's try it again. Recap.
Okay. What do you recommend people put what do you recommend people put CBD in during their Thanksgiving dinner? That's a better question.
Put CBD in. But I mean, you could put it in your juices. You could put it in your coffee. You could put it in your cereal. I mean, and now if you're taking something that has the CBD oil that has the broad spectrum or something that has a flavor to it, you're not going to want to put it in there. But if you're using the isolate, that has literally been little to no taste, yes, you could put it in almost anything and even cook with it for that matter, because it's infused with coconut oil to inhale your CBD.
Okay. Okay, Mark.
Take the CBD.
Okay. You can ask a question, Mark.
Yeah, make sure you use a turkey baster, right? Right, Cindy?
Yes, that's true.
Studies, I was doing research, and studies indicated that CBD may help high blood pressure, which I suffer from. A 600 milligrams of CBD oil, they found that it reduced resting blood pressure. Is that true?
Well, again, I know that for a fact. For myself, I was on a year and a half ago, my doctors increased my blood pressure medicine to two different pills a day. I started taking CBD last year at this time, and 3 months after I started taking it, I was reduced back to one pill again per day. I went to my doctor for my physical a month ago. My blood pressure is 128/73. And I was back at my doctor last week for a sinus infection, and my blood pressure, the doctor was blown away because it was exactly 128/73.
Okay.
She says, she don't think that's ever happened where she's taken it twice in a row and it's been the same.
Okay. Well, for those of you just joining us, I am Chris Michael Ward, filling in for authors Carrie Lyle. Her mom died yesterday. That's why she's not here this week. Our guest this week is Cindy Ford, and we are discussing CBD 101. This is a part two show of a show we did a few weeks ago. If you have questions for Cindy, please call us at 347-945-6003. Press the 1 key, and I will get you on the air. Now, Cindy, my next question is, can anybody take CBD, like kids, what's the age limit?
Well, again, I always say check with your pediatrician or check with your doctor. My granddaughter uses it topically for psoriasis, that she uses a CBD cream that I have that has a Melaleuca honey in it, which is a healing honey that's been found to it's been used for burn patients for many years, plus with the CBD. I would hesitate to use it for anyone younger than 10 internally without definitely without checking with your pediatrician. Now, I do have several young people from 17 to 19 using it for anxiety at this point that their parents have been purchasing it from me.
Okay. All right. Well, Mark is wanting to ask another question. So, to be fair, I'm going to let him ask the next question. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mark.
Okay. Yeah, we haven't talked about side effects at all, Cindy. What are there any?
Oh. Good question.
So, you know, there's claims of it making you sleepy. Again, I guess you have to take an awful lot of it, and if you take it at night when you're already tired, it does help you sleep. My pill has melatonin in it in addition to the CBD, which really helps you sleep. But the other side effect is talked about having diarrhea. Again, you'd have to take an awful lot of it to have have that issue. I have taken up to close to 200 milligrams a day, especially early on with my arthritis when I've been in a lot of pain. There's been times, and you know, again, it's not a cure for anything. With my arthritis, it's, you know, on those bad days when the pain was a 10, it's now maybe a 4 or 3, and my good days there's much more good days, most good days than not. But when I've taken it a lot on those days, I've never had any physical issues whatsoever.
Okay. Now, Cindy, from my understanding, the last time that you was on, you said that you sell products. So how can people find your products?
Very simply. I have an e-commerce online website. Everything is purchased through howlovelywellness.com. And I have a very user-friendly website. They place the order. I ship all over the country in the United States, even as far as Hawaii. I do have clients in Hawaii. And my shipping
okay.
is free, always free.
And your shipping is always free? And do you have can people find you on social media?
Yes, and How Lovely Wellness. And also I have a group called CBD 101, a great group in order to discuss things on. And I always love people to friendly on my own personal Facebook page, and that is Cindy Ford McFarland. You go right to me with the three names. It's Cindy Ford McFarland.
Uh-huh. And what's McFarland stand for? Because you're married?
Yes, it is. It's my husband. Yes, and yes, big Irishman.
I was just asking. No offense.
No offense.
All right, Mark, you can ask the next question. Go ahead, sir.
No, I will be visiting you soon, and I will abide by everything you say to get started on it, and I'm looking forward to, you know, well, I did have a real quick question. After you start taking it, how long does it take for your body to get used to it? That was a question
good,
I had. Yeah.
Good point. I hear people tell me that they take it the first time they take it and they feel a difference. And then I have other people that tell me it takes 2 or 3 days. You know, everyone's system is different. Mark, where you could take 2 ibuprofen and say, I got rid of my headache, I might have to take, you know, 6 over a 4-hour period. So with that said, my personal experience was it took about 3 or 4 days for me to feel the benefits with my arthritis. But I have people tell me they feel it within a 30 minutes after they take it.
All right. Cindy, I'm trying to think what else I can ask you. How long have you been in the CBD business? Cindy?
I launched this business right after, when I when I got arthritis last year, I had the Bath and Body business, and I mostly was, I took, my son gave me the CBD, and I was like, okay, what is in this stuff? You know, it's working for me, and I don't know, even know what it is. So I started doing research for my own benefit last year, and I actually then, with my intentions, I'm infusing it in my Bath and Body products, which I do, but it was, I found one of the top 10 CBD products in the country through hours of research. I've done the work for you. I am not farming the CBD. I'm not selling my CBD. I'm finding products out there that are the best of the best to carry in my website and to farm out to give to you as far as the best, you know, product that there is for you. But the two biggest problems most people have is they don't realize that CBD should be third-party tested, first of all, because it's not FDA regulated, to make sure it is what it is in the bottle, because 70% of what's out there is junk. And secondly, it also should be recognized by the U.S. Hemp Authority. And there's only a handful of companies out there that do that. Plus, you need to make sure that, you know, the companies are reputable and they've got a good background. And there's a lot of research that went into my process in finding the best of the best. With that said, I've done the work for you, and I can help you as far as finding what product's going to work for you, and secondly, telling you how to use that product. That's the other misconception, because if you buy 5 bottles of CBD, they're going to tell you to take the full dropperful, and each dropperful is going to have a different amount of CBD in it. So I talk to my customers one-on-one. I tell them right on my website, call me, and I will talk to you about what your needs are and help you find what I refer to that is that sweet spot that's going to help you feel better no matter what you're taking this for.
Yeah, I think that's good to do that because, you know, there's so many scams, and not just with CBD, but with everything, there's so many scammers out there. I think it's good that people can talk to you on the phone and, you know your voice and all that stuff. That way they won't get scammed, you know.
And if someone's in the Bucks County, Pennsylvania area, I physically go out there and see them, if possible. I mean, I want to talk to my customers one-on-one if I can. And I've actually FaceTimed people and whatever I need to do.
Yeah, that's awesome to do that. So, CBD, do you think CBD is, we discussed it's better than marijuana. Not marijuana, it's better than alcohol. Do you think that it's a phenomenon that's getting great exposure in the mainstream media, or do you think there's a lot of negative things put out about CBD?
I think the only negative thing that's coming out there about CBD are the products that are on the market that aren't good products, okay? But you find a good product and you know who you're talking to and you know how to use it, I'm finding more positive than anything. It is all the buzz right now. People are saying to me, I was just talking about this at the dinner party last night, or I was out with friends and we had this discussion about CBD. It is the buzz, and there's a lot of products popping up everywhere. But you do need to know what you're taking.
Yeah. You need to know what you're taking.
Anywhere. Pardon me?
Yeah. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I don't think it's going anywhere. You know, Mark,
right.
with the opiate addiction in this country today and the addiction problems in this country today, I've even talked to my doctors about CBD being an alternative to taking other drugs, and they listen, you know. And it's amazing how much the doctors don't know about it either, because it isn't FDA approved.
Oh yeah, that's a good question. So you think it's safer than the pharmaceutical medications the doctor prescribed?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Yeah.
85% of the drug addicts on the street today started with prescription drugs prescribed by a doctor. That's a fact. Okay.
Yeah, I think I agree with that too, because with a lot of the pharmaceutical meds, you know, people don't remember, like they take Ambien and they don't remember what they do,
mm-hmm.
or they they sleep a lot. I think with CBD, you know, it doesn't affect you that way. Am I right?
No, it does not. No, no. So, and there's so this is the new age. This is the new,
okay,
you know,
new, yeah. Yeah, new age. Okay, Mark, you get the next question, sir. Sir.
Oh, I said you were Mark or Chris.
you kind of stole my question because
guys, right?
you kind of stole my question because I was just going to say maybe I can get rid of some of the things I've been taking for so long, like the ibuprofen, 800 milligrams. This is not good for your kidneys. And, you know, all these other little things. Maybe also would it help for my – I've been taking this Pepcid forever for old – I mean, you know, still taking it for stomach, problems. And maybe I don't have to – won't have to take that either.
Well,
I mean,
you're taking ibuprofen? Ibuprofen eats up your stomach.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I don't take it that much. Only when I really, really, really need it. But it's still not good.
Okay.
It's still,
oh,
so.
I'm taking 16 a day. I know.
Oh my! Really?
Before I started taking the CBD, just to take the edge off my arthritis, I was taking 12 to 16 ibuprofen a day.
I was taking them like candy when I had tooth problems too, and I'm sure that wasn't good. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but Mark, you got to remember me and Cindy ain't doctors, so you should try check your doctor before you stop taking.
No, I know that.
Absolutely.
I know that.
Do not change. No, I don't make any medical claims. I'm only talking from my experience and the experience of my customers have told me.
You always mention that disclaimer that you're not a doctor and you don't give
I'm
medical
not.
Advice.
That's
great.
But you were also mentioning,
okay,
I don't think I answered that question. Did somebody mention diabetes too? My father has taken 2 diabetes and he's taken the CBD. But I'm anxious to find out if it's improved. I don't know yet.
Okay, yeah, you know, my grandmother has diabetes, and you know, I wonder, would it help her?
I don't know. As I said,
there are
articles stating that there's been claims of benefiting people with diabetes. That's why I started my father on it too. But he also told me that he's feeling better during the day. He feels like his moods are better. Taking the CBD, it's all good.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you meant you didn't know anything about your father. I didn't know you were saying you don't know anything about the topic. I'm sorry. My hearing's not good.
No. I don't know what my father. He's taking it, but he's just taking it for overall wellness. But he does have diabetes, and that was the other thought we had when he started taking it. It could help him with that. But he hasn't been tested lately to find out if it has.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's improving or not.
You don't know if it's improving or not, yeah. Well, what age should kids use CBD? I mean, what age do you think is appropriate?
I personally wouldn't give it to anyone under the age of 12 now, especially without checking with your pediatrician. But I do have a lot of teenagers taking it for anxiety. And I have some teenagers. I have a CBD for monthly CBD. So I have some young girls taking it monthly.
Okay. Mark, you got another question, Mark?
No, I'm pretty much out of questions. Haven't we gone over time limit?
And by the way,
no,
I have 30-day... I have a 30-day money-back guarantee on all my products. I've never had a bottle come back.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, on that note, I guess we will call it a night. and let the viewers know that we will not have a show next Friday because of Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving and people being with their families. So, but we will be back in December with all new shows. So, Cindy, thank you for coming on as being our guest. And
we look forward to it in the future, if things keep going the way they are, I'm sure I'll be a guest on your show again.
Yes, you will.
Anytime. Okay. You're family now.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, good night, everybody.
And if anyone
has any questions,
if anybody has any questions after I hang up, they're free to call me at 215-292-5645.
Great.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Good night, John Boy.